Hey everybody, this is Archita from Upshot.ai and you're listening to the Understanding Gamification podcast, the show that covers gamification in depth, from what it is to industries it can be used in and how to infuse it into your business. In short, we will be stating facts and beautiful case studies of how gamification is actually changing the world around us. The previous episode was all about user onboarding and how it is an excellent strategy to add gamification to it. Today, we'll be talking about product adoption and how it can be helped by using gamification. Welcome back, Kostov. So without wasting any time, what is product adoption?
Well, that's a very good question. In very simple terms, product adoption is a metric that is used to judge how engaged users are with your product.
So that sounds important.
I mean, it really is, especially for SaaS businesses, which mostly run on a subscription-based model. So there's a lot of pressure on the platforms to keep the user interested by providing the right value.
The product should be able to justify the regular bill that keeps going the user's way.
Exactly. A gamification is added so that the users reach the Eureka moment faster while using the product.
And how is it done, Kostov?
So one way to go about it is by using gamified tutorials. What happens here is that the users are given a series of short videos to watch. And on completing every video, they are rewarded with points, which they can later use elsewhere on the product.
And let me guess, these videos contain tips or different ways in which the platform can provide value to the user.
Yeah, they do. I mean, the message gets across to the users in a fun way. And the users don't have to go through long procedures. And the bonus is that they feel rewarded for it.
These points could actually be used in exactly the way that the tutorial asked them to, which would eventually lead to conversion.
Yeah. Another way of adding gamification to the product adoption journey is by celebrating every milestone the user hits inside the platform.
So is it because the feeling of success acts as an intrinsic motivator for people?
Yeah, that's it. It motivates people to keep performing tasks for that virtual pat on the back.
Yeah, so that actually reminds me of a platform called Asana, which displayed a flying unicorn and fireworks on the screen on completing tasks inside the platform.
Yeah, Asana is a great example of how game designers use game aesthetics to drive user motivation. I mean, there's behavioral gamification at play here.
I never really saw it that way before. Thank you so much, Kostov. In the next episode, we'll be talking about gamification's role in boosting user engagement. Until then, follow our podcast to stay tuned for upcoming episodes and follow our social media channels to remain updated on the latest trends of gamification. We have so much in store for you guys. See you in the next episode. Cheers.